to move him along. 0-1. Lifted foul out of play, first base side, and he's behind 0-2. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. And today's contestant is Aaron Sweet from Waukesha. He wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. Yelich leads the 0-2. Down and away on a change, 1-2 on Contreras. If you'd like to be a contestant, you can always visit WTMJ.com to enter. Nobody out. The 1-2. Grounded fair past first base. Contreras shoots it the opposite way. Hits the sidewall, but scoring from second is Yelich. And as Suzuki throws it in, Contreras will hold it first with an RBI single. First time in 14 innings, the Brewers are on the board. It is a 2-1 game. Still nobody out in the third. He has such a knack for getting runners in when they're in scoring position. That time behind in the count, Contreras, but somewhat of an awkward swing on a pitch that was in on his hands, and Lane, great job to keep it fair. Just to go the opposite way and just inside the first base bag. Strike one now on Carlos Santana.
I mean, it's just what we've come to expect from Contreras right now. When he comes up with a chance to get something done for this team, he's coming through more often than he doesn't.
0-1 misses outside, 1-1 on Santana.
10-game hitting streak for him now. He has been everything the Brewers could have asked for this year and more.
Carlos walks back in the first. Tying run at first with still nobody out. The 1-1. Hit on the ground to second. Could be two. Probably should be two. Horner to Swanson. One. Relay to first. Oh, Santana beat it. And he's safe even on that gimpy ankle. You thought off the bat with the way that Santana has struggled to run since he jammed that ankle on Sunday, he was going to be easily out at first. Give him credit for hustling there. 4-6 on the fielder's choice. And now you've got a runner at first with one out for Sal Frelick. Pitch by Hendricks. Caught the outside corner, at least called to have, by the home plate umpire DJ Rayburn. Nothing in one. Sal grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. 2-1 Cubs, the 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Good block by Amaya. One ball, one strike. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
1-1 to Frelick, who swings through a change. 1-2, along with Lane Grindle, I'm Josh Maurer from Wrigley. What a game today. This is, you could make a good argument, the most important game the Brewers have played this season to date. Rubber match against the Cubs. The 1-2, struck him out looking. Fastball right over the outside edge. Frelick could not get the bat off his shoulders. That's the second out here in the third, and Santana remains at first for Willie Adames. Chicago holding a 2-1 lead. Teams have split the first two games in the series. Brewers a 4-game lead in the Central coming in. Pitch to Willie, right in there for a strike with a two-seam fastball. This is the Brewers' final game of August. And if they win today, they'll go into the final month with a 5-game lead in the division. 0-1. Just missed. A little bit outside on a changeup, 1-1. However, if the Cubs win today, then you head into September with just a 3-game lead. And that does feel like a big difference. 1-1 to Willie. Down and away on a changeup. Hendricks behind him, 2-1. The sun is shining over Wrigley with the wind blowing in. The Damas popped a short back in the first. That stranded a couple. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Came in under the hands there with a sinker, and it's 2-2. Hendricks does not overpower you. The veteran who's coming off of a major shoulder injury has to work with finesse. 2-2 pitch down and away on another changeup, and the count is full. Bringing up an action pitch, Santana will be off and running with it. ...33-year-old veteran gets his sign from Amaya. Runner goes 3-2, swinging a line drive back past the mound. Diving stop, second baseman Horner gets to his feet, bounces a throw to first, and gets Adames to end the inning. Nico Horner saves a hit. Spectacular defensive play by the Cubs second baseman, who dove onto the shortstop side of the infield. Boy, that had to be a hit off the bat, you figured, but Adames flat out robbed. Inning over. Brewers get one and strand one. 2-1 Chicago into the bottom of the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. JC Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Never leave home plate hungry when you visit Double D's Pub and Pizza, located on 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin. Centered on over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches, plus spaghetti special on Wednesday, an oven-baked or breaded cod on Friday. Sit at the bar and enjoy the game or dine in their expanded dining area, or call 715-769-3509 and order a pizza today. From Double D's, located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Double D.
98 Q Country.
Top of the order for the Cubs against Brandon Woodruff. Now 2-1 Chicago. As we've reached the bottom of the third, Mike Tauchman leads off. Woodruff winds and throws. Big swing and a miss. Elevated fastball that he got by the left-handed hitter. Nothing and one. Nico Horner and Ian Happ will follow. Woodruff peers over the glove, now ready. The 0-1. Dip low on a change. Well, this is the part of the order that produced Chicago's two runs back in the first inning. Tauchman, Horner, and Happ all reached. A couple of free passes each scored. 1-1, swing and a miss, another changeup. Woodruff pulls a string to get ahead 1-2. Chicago won last night 1-0 on a first inning run that came after a hit by pitch. The two runs today, a walk and a hit batter. Wind up Woodruff 1-2. Swung on and hits a second base. Couple of hops and a good pick on a short hop. Bryce Terang. He throws out Mike Tauchman at first base. Got to him awkwardly, and it was pretty well struck anyway. But Terang, no problem, as it's been pretty much all season. One out for Woodruff, who has settled in and retired 7 in a row. Nico Horner is the one who was hit by the pitch in the first, and he takes a strike with a curveball. His been a scoring change. The run in the top of the inning is now unearned because Christian Yelich lost an infield hit. It's now just a straight two-base error. Swing and a miss. Another good curve, and Horner is behind 0-2. Kyle Hendricks throwing it away on that swinging bunt by Yelly. Two-base error, no infield single. And two on Nico. Now the pitch. Just missed. It's a little bit outside. It was very close. Also was not caught cleanly by Contreras. It glanced off his glove. Ball one. Let's get you a safe driving tip. Our friends at Schneider's Professional Truck Drivers tell you to always keep a safe distance between you and the vehicle in front of you. Take note from Schneider's. 1-2, the pitch. Grounded back past the mound. Tough play at Adames. He ranges to field, but he's got no play. Tried to spin around and make a throw. The ball just fluttered out of his hand. It was going to be an infield hit anyway for Nico Horner. He is too fast to get him on a ball like that. Interesting that that top of the inning ended when Horner robbed Willie. Willie tried to repeat the favor and return it right back to Nico, but he couldn't. Ball was perfectly placed on the ground, and a one-out single brings up Ian Happ. He'll take outside corner, strike one. Happ, RBI double off the right field Ivy back in the first inning. He's had a great series. Swings and misses through a changeup and is behind 0-2. Brewers pitching has really handled this very hot Chicago lineup very well throughout this set, but Happ is 4-for-9. He's been the one exception, really. 0-2 pitch. Inside, it hit him. Second time Woodruff has gotten ahead, two strikes on a Cub batter, and then hit him with a pitch. Time it was a 97 mile an hour fastball that got him on the arm. Very similarly to Horner getting hit on an elbow guard in the first, that's exactly where that pitch clipped left-handed batting Ian Happ. And so the Cubs in business, kind of trying to come right back after the Brewers just scored to get back within a run. It's Horner up to second, Happ at first, and you got the ever-dangerous Cody Bellinger in the box. Bellinger did strike out his first time. Double play depth on the infield. First pitch is over the outside corner at the knees. Nothing and one. So far today, the biggest issue for Woodruff has been his command. Hit a couple and walked a batter. 2-1 Cubs, the 0-1. Bellinger swings and misses through some high heat. That tied him up. It's nothing and two again. For Woodruff, fifth start coming back off of the injured list. Bellinger sprays it foul back into the screen that time on a 97 mile an hour heater to stay alive at 0-2. Brewers have won three of the first four starts that Woodruff has made since he came back from that long absence. He has made a difference. Two on, one out in the third. 0-2. Fouled back again by Bellinger. Another fastball that he hit directly back into the screen. As great as Woodruff is, you just never really knew what to expect after he missed 4 months of the season. But he's pretty much been Brandon Woodruff. Another 0-2. Off the plate, curveball taken by Bellinger, ball one. One of the two starts he made before that long injury absence was at the Cubs. 1st of April. 1-2 pitch is down and away. Off speed, a changeup, 2-2 on Bellinger. So Woodruff pitched here 5 months ago on a really cold day, game two of the season. He looks back at second. The 2-2 coming. Bellinger took off the plate again. And from 0-2, the count has filled up. Another changeup missed. It is 3-2. Dansby Swanson in the on-deck circle. Big pitch. With Horner at second and Happ at first. Woodruff has the sign he wants. Set at the belt. The right-hander's 3-2. He is swung on and popped up. Right side of the infield, it is Rowdy Tellez making the call, moving into foul territory. He makes the catch. Had to shield his eyes from the sun. And Rowdy stayed with it for the second out of the inning. Bellinger has been held to 1-for-10 by the Brewers pitchers this series. And here comes Dansby Swanson. Swanson drove in the second run in the first with a sacrifice fly lined into left. Woodruff tries to strand a pair, throws home, and misses low with a sinker. It's been full go for Woodruff. In fact, the last start Friday against the Padres, he got up to 107 pitches. No restrictions at all. 1-0 coming. Swanson swings and tips a foul into the mitt of Contreras. Elevated heat. And it's 1-1. Good day to pitch with that wind blowing in. 2-1 Cubs, bottom of the third. The 1-1 coming. Swanson swings over the top of a changeup. Woodruff has thrown some good changeups here in the third. It's 1-2, and he's a pitch away from getting out of the jam unscathed.
Feels like a fairly big moment early right here. If you can get out of this, it's a big deal for Woodruff.
Totally agree. Here it is, 1-2. Swing and a miss. He did get out of it, elevating a 97-mile-an-hour heater, and the inning is over. Swanson chasing up the ladder. Horner left at second, Happ at first, Ortho ASAP, number 4 on the strikeout count for Woody. Start healing faster, meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. To the fourth, 2-1 Cubs on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. It's Miller time. Step up your Brewers style with a limited edition fleece vest giveaway at the game against the Phillies on Saturday, September 2nd. Given to the first 30,000 ticket advance through the gates, courtesy of UB and Abraham. Grab your seats at Brewers.com. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on sensational products.
100 count sandwich bags, $1.49. 40 count tall kitchen drawstring bags, $3.49.
I can run my hot prices on sensational products.
Sandwich, $1.49. Kitchen, $3.49.
Sensational products, sensational prices. Half priced everything on the planet.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people. Join today by going to joinallofus.org.
right, Telez takes strike one, beginning the fourth inning from Kyle Hendricks. 2-1 Chicago. Rowdy singled into the gap in left center his first time, and he has a hot bat going. The overhead windup, Hendricks 0-1. Swing and a miss. That's that great changeup that Hendricks possesses. You can know it's coming, but hitting it is another thing. 0-2. Leadoff man has reached in each of the first three innings. 0-2. Fly ball poked into left. It's the center fielder, Tuchman, who is moving over to his right. He misjudged it, and the wind played tricks. He almost dropped the ball, but he caught it. Falling to the ground and reaching back behind him. Mike Tuchman saved the day at the last minute for the Cubs.
Almost didn't save his ankles, though. That looked borderline painful.
The wind is blowing at the moment straight from left to right. And it almost pushed it back towards center, too far for Tuchman to recover. First pitch strike to Mark Canna. In the end, though, it's the first time that Hendricks has retired the leadoff batter. Pitching with a one-run lead in the fourth, Canna grounded out to the pitcher his first time. 0-1. Little line drive to short. It's right at Dansby Swanson. He is there to make the chest-high catch. Was not hit overly hard there by Canna. And Swanson hardly had to move. There were two quick outs. Scoreless third inning by Brandon Woodruff has been brought to you by Carbliss, a proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. Bryce Terang up with two out. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Tough play, second baseman Horner. Backhanded pick again. Plants and throws. Terang is out. Nico Horner's been doing his best Bryce Terang impersonation at second base the last couple of innings. It's a 1-2-3 for Hendricks. By the way, Carbliss is a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. No carbs, no sugar, with a variety of flavors. Available at American Family Field for you to enjoy. Or grab Carbliss at your local grocer. Liss is more. Bottom of the fourth next. 2-1 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hankook Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsin.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Seiya Suzuki begins the bottom of the fourth. He's in the box. Woodruff throws. Fly ball hit to center field. Well struck. Backing up Frelick. He's got a play. Over the shoulder. Reaches out and makes the catch. Hard hit by Suzuki. He is now 0-for-9 in the series, though. And a one pitch out for Brandon Woodruff. As we welcome you back to Wrigley, it is 2-1 Cubs.
Last four outs recorded have required seven pitches thrown.
Quick inning thus far. Jamer Candelario's up there. Grounded out his first time. He'll take one, and it's in for a strike on the inside corner. That ball that Suzuki just hit is another example of what the wind is doing to baseballs. That was crushed, and it didn't even get near the warning track. 0-1. Candelario takes strike two, a curve that clipped the lower outside corner.
Yeah, it's just a different run environment today, right, from a run-scoring standpoint. So you're going to have to probably put some guys in motion, try to move runners over a little bit more than normal.
0-2. At the knees, struck out Candelario looking, did Brandon Woodruff. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. The fifth ortho ASAP strikeout for Woodruff is out number two in the fourth.
You may have to play a little bit of old-school offense today.
Yeah, I think the Brewers probably wished they had done that a little more last night, the 1-0 loss. Nick Madrigal up there, he took in the dirt for ball one. Last night, Brewers hit at least two or three balls that probably on a quote-unquote normal day would have been homers and just got knocked down by the wind. Madrigal backing up on a curveball. He was almost outside the box taking the pitch that was called a ball. It's 2-0.
I told you before the game, when Yelich put down the bunt in the eighth inning, and got a bunt single out of it to lead off that inning. It really felt like, yeah, a lot of times you get rewarded for that late in the game.
2-0 to Madrigal is way outside. It sails to the backstop, and Woodruff has fallen behind him 3-0.
And it felt like, okay, this is the inning for the crew, right? Yelich is aboard, and then, of course, he ends up getting thrown out at second, and Brewers got nothing out of it.
And their 9-game winning streak was snapped by a run. 2-1 Cubs today. Two out on the fourth and the 3-0. Right in there, taken by Madrigal for strike one.
That was, of course, when Contreras hit that ball to right center, right on the edge of the warning track. Again, that's another one of those balls that would have normally been out here.
3-1 pitch, popped into right. Can of corn for Mark Canna. Wind has a hold of it. It's blowing it over towards the seats, but still plenty of room for Mark to make the catch. And the inning is over. 1-2-3-4 each hurler in the fourth. Pitchers settling in. On a pitcher's day on the north side, it's 2-1 Chicago as we head to the fifth inning on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything, every memory. Every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Save big money on your next painting project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Style your home with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains Ultra Interior Paint and Primer with a premium finish that provides good coverage and is easy to clean. It's perfect for any interior project. Get a gallon of flat for just $19.29 after 11% rebate now at Menards. Good through September 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, QuietTech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Hupie and Abraham. 1-800-800-5678. Hupie.com.
Kyle Hendricks back to work against 9-1-2 in the Brewers' order. Fifth inning, 2-1 Cubs, and here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Hendricks at 60 pitches. He brings home the first pitch of this fifth inning. And it's a changeup that misses high to Andrew Monasterio, and it's 1-0. A 2-1 Cubs lead, as Josh just told you. Brewers trailing here in the finale of this series. Pitch missed inside, and it goes to two balls and no strikes on Monasterio.
Brewers have had the leadoff man aboard in three of the four innings so far. Here this afternoon, 2-0 pitch. Monasterio taking all the way, and he took a changeup for a strike. It's 2-1. Andrew lined out to second base, back in the second. He's 0-1 today. Hendricks brings home the pitch, and this is lined right in the glove of Madrigal, the third baseman, who makes the catch for the first out. That ball was hit well, but right at Madrigal. And there's one away here for Yelich. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com. Yelich is 1-2. And the first pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. For a few moments, he was 2-2 today. They changed that hit in the third inning to a straight error. Here's the 0-1 to Yelich. And he checked on a curveball down in the dirt. One ball and one strike to count on Christian, who has four hits in this series in 10 at-bats. Has good numbers against Hendricks in his career as well. 1-1, swing and a miss. Beautiful changeup, low outside corner. Great placement from Hendricks. That is what he is so good at. He's getting whiffs with that changeup. One ball and two strikes here on Yelich. Hendricks brings home the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Came right back with another changeup. And he strikes out Yelich for the second out of the inning. He has been very efficient. A six-pitch fourth inning, and now he's retired the first two that he's faced here in the fifth. And he's retired now eight in a row. Has Hendricks. Here's William Contreras, who extended his hitting streak to 10 games back in the third with the RBI single. Hendricks' first pitch to him is a strike. Low outside corner with that sinker, and it's 0-1. Brings home the 0-1 pitch, and that missed down and away. One ball and one strike. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Contreras' average sitting at 280. 1-1 is down and away with a changeup, and it's two balls and a strike. Hendricks brings home the 2-1. Contreras checked, but it was a strike anyway. Change up. Outside edge, and it's 2-2. He has just got such great command with that changeup. It feels like he can just put it anywhere he wants in that strike zone. 2-2, and he missed down and away. Tried to get Contreras to chase a changeup. And he was able to hold back on it, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, the count here on Contreras. 73 pitches now for Hendricks. And he brings home the 3-2, and Contreras took that one low and away. That was a sinker, and that's a great at-bat from William Contreras. That's a tough take with two strikes against you. But it's a two-out walk, Ortho ASAP, walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And for the Brewers, it's the second walk drawn here today. The other one was drawn by Carlos Santana, who's at the plate now. He is 0-1 today. Fielder's choice for him back in the third. And the first pitch is in there with a strike. It's 0-1. Hendricks working out of the stretch. There goes the runner. The 0-1 is over but low with a changeup. And Contreras steals second. Delta Dental donating to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans in one, name you trust for that stolen base. Swing and a miss on the changeup. And it's 1-2 on Santana. Just the second stolen base of the year for William Contreras. As Santana looking out at Hendricks. The 1-2 is over but low, and it evens at two balls and two strikes. Runner in scoring position here. Brewers trailing by a run. It's 2-1 Cubs. Hendricks, the 2-2 pitch, and Santana pokes one back up the middle. This is going to get gobbled up by Horner, and it might have saved a run. Santana's safe at first. Horner's played some spectacular defense today. He was able to keep that ball on the infield, and the Brewers have runners on the corners with two outs. He had to cover some major real estate. If he doesn't get to that ball and it scoots through into center, I think you got William Contreras racing around third, and this game is likely tied at that point. Swanson was back there to try to back him up. I'm not sure he gets to that if it gets past Horner, though. That is a big play. He's played some outstanding defense in this game. And so the Brewers hoping that Sal Frelick can come through here. His third look at Hendricks. It's an infield single for Carlos Santana. First pitch to Frelick is a strike on the inside corner. And it's 0-1. Brewers looking for a two-out rally here. Making Hendricks work a little bit here in this fifth. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Frelick chops one foul over near the on-deck circle. It's 0-2. So Frelick, who is 0-2 today, fielder's choice in a strikeout. Hopefully a little bit more comfortable against Hendricks here, getting a third look at him. 0-2 pitch, swing and a foul off the gear of Amaya. And Amaya, I think that got a piece of his throwing hand. He is in a little bit of pain. And crouching behind home plate right now, trying to get himself feeling a little better. Yeah, he fouled straight down and got his right hand. Ow! Might be a good time for Carlos Santana to try to take off for second base. I'm not sure that Amaya can feel his right hand right now. Still no balls and two strikes on Frelick. 2-for-7 in the series for the left-handed hitting center fielder. The rookie trying to come through here in the fifth. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. And the inning is over. Brewers got a walk and a hit with two outs here in the fifth, but they strand a pair. We go to the bottom of five. 2-1 Cubs on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your country. 98 Q Country.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Action Floors, family owned and operated in Mercer. A national and global exporter is searching for team members to be part of our Get Action crew. Don't wait for a rewarding career that develops limitless skills building Wisconsin maple flooring systems. We are now hiring, and you can be a part of it. Highly competitive wages, a great benefits package, a desirable schedule. Get action at Action Floor Systems. Apply online at actionfloors.com. That's actionfloors.com for more information.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
The Brewers had a little threat in that top of the fifth inning, but come up empty. And it's still a 2-1 Cubs lead. Brewers have out-hit Chicago 4-2 in this game today. But the Cubs lead where it matters most, and that is on the scoreboard. It'll be Miguel Amaya to lead things off against Woodruff here in the bottom of the fifth, and the first pitch to him is through there for a strike. It's 0-1. Woodruff is at 69 pitches as this ball is pulled foul down the left field line and out of play. And it's quickly 0-2 on Amaya. That was pitch number 70 for the afternoon for Brandon Woodruff. Brewers' bullpen's in great shape. They can get aggressive with it if they want today, especially with the day off tomorrow. And also considering that rosters will expand after this game before the Brewers play again on Friday night. 0-2 pitch to Amaya. He is down and away with a slider, and it's 1-2. Amaya then back to the top of the order. Talkman and Horner scheduled to hit against Woodruff here in the bottom of the fifth. The 1-2 pitch. And Amaya swing and a miss. He strikes out. Fastball at 97, up and away. Strikeout number 6 for Brandon Woodruff. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for him. And there's one away for Mike Talkman. Woodruff looking in and brings home the first pitch to Talkman, and it's low, and it's 1-0. Camping, cookouts, family get-togethers. It is fire pit season again back in the great state of Wisconsin. Can't wait to get back to the great state of Wisconsin tonight at the conclusion of this game. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss on a changeup, and it's 1-1. And when you have all that going on, you got to have your favorite food going with it. Usinger's Bratwurst. That's mine. Should be everybody's. 1-1 check swing foul off the net. It's 1-2. Whether your gang prefers brats or hot dogs, Usinger's is the name you're going to look for when you go to your local grocer. We would not lead you the wrong direction there. You're going to be happy with that result if you go get the Usinger's at your next trip to the store. Got Josh loaded up on the last homestand with some Usingers. One ball and two strikes here on Talkman. Here's the pitch from Woodruff and missed down and away with a curve ball. It's 2-2. Talkman is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored in this game. Let off the bottom of the first with a walk against Woodruff. Woodruff has battled here today. He's pitched well. Brings home the 2-2 pitch. Check swing foul over near the Cubs on deck circle again. Saves it 2-2. Smallest crowd that we've had of the 3 days, Josh, but still a good crowd on this Wednesday.
I think the bleachers is the place to be today, out in the sun.
I would agree. Here's the 2-2. Over but low with a fastball. And the count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, plenty of sunshine. That's not been the problem today. Just very breezy, and that wind coming in from the north, it's cooled things off considerably. 3-2 pitch. Popped him up, foul, and out of play, third base side. And we'll do it again at 3-2. You get towards the end of the year, though, and these kind of weather games like this just makes you excited for the postseason. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Chased a fastball down. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for Woodruff, his 7th of the afternoon. And there's two away for Nico Horner. They'll play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app on the App Store, Google Play to get in on the action. Woodruff brings home the first pitch to Horner, and he missed outside. It's 1-0. Horner has not been retired in this game. He might be the player of this game so far with some of the defensive plays that he's made. Made a great stop and a great defensive play back in the third inning on Willie Adames. 1-0 pitch. He is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And then made what I think probably was a run-scoring play in the fifth inning on Carlos Santana. It was an infield single. 1-1 down in the dirt with a changeup. It's two balls and one strike. Sometimes those are the plays that we don't talk as much about because there wasn't an out recorded on that play, but it allowed Hendricks to get out of the inning without any damage being done. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fly ball on the left side of the infield. Drifting into foul territory now is Andrew Monasterio, and the wind blowing that back even inside the third base bag. It was down the line a little bit. Pop up for Monasterio in a 1-2-3 inning for Brandon Woodruff here in the bottom of the fifth. We head to the sixth. It's 2-1 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. You'd never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy Bob.
Home run. You name that Lightning Kugels. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob and Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful. Always refreshing. Always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Late in the sixth inning, it's 2-1 Chicago. And Willie Adames to lead things off for the Brewers. Kyle Hendricks' first pitch missed inside. It's 1-0. Hendricks at 84 pitches as he works here in the sixth. Neither bullpen in action yet. This has been a lot like last night's game. Last night, a 1-0 Cubs win. 1-0 pitch, and Adames took inside. It's two balls and no strikes. When you were on the bus again today, it was a choppy Lake Michigan on the way up here to Wrigley from downtown Chicago, and you knew it was going to be another game like today has been. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after a changeup, pretty much right down the middle. And came up empty. It's 2-1. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Todd Jansen from Beaver Dam. And Todd, $300 is the gift card jackpot today. 2-1. Checked his swing on a pitch that came down and in. And it's 3-1. $100 added to the total for each additional home run this inning. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. 3-1 to Adames. A swing and a miss at a changeup, and it's 3-2. This is not a great day to play the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning, Todd, but best of luck to you all the same. Hope that you prove me wrong. 3-2 pitch. Popped him up. This one in foul territory between first and home. Bellinger comes in, makes the catch on top of Amaya, who falls down in the process. It ended up being over near the Brewers on deck circle before it was all said and done. So Adames pops out, and there's one away for Rowdy Tellez. Now, I'll tell you this, Todd Jansen. If there's a guy that can get one out today, it might be Rowdy Tellez to right. That might be your one chance. First pitch to Tellez is a strike on the outside edge with a fastball, and it's 0-1. And with that in mind, I would expect Kyle Hendricks to work Tellez away most of this at-bat. Rowdy's been swinging it well here of late. 0-1, and he works him away and misses out there with a changeup. It is a ball and a strike. You're not so worried about him doing damage to you to the opposite field today. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And he missed low with a changeup, and it's two balls and one strike. One away and nobody on here. Top of the sixth inning in Chicago. Hendricks brings home the 2-1 pitch. And he missed outside. It has been exclusively on that outside edge or even further off the edge to Tellez so far with the four pitches that he's seen. Here's the 3-1 pitch. And he just caught the outside corner that time. Rowdy thought it was ball four. He is not happy with DJ Rayburn right now. Looked like a pretty good pitch. Hendricks always been a guy with great command. And he just nailed the outside edge. Very good pitch from Hendricks. It's full now. Three balls and two strikes. He's up over 90 pitches. This is going to be number 95 right here from Hendricks. 3-2 swing and a miss. A beautiful changeup. Strikes out Tellez. And there are two away now for Mark Canna. Boy, the confidence to throw that changeup anytime he wants. It's such a weapon for Kyle Hendricks. And he gets the strikeout of Tellez. Canna's 0 for 2. Hendricks' pitch. He's in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. Julian Merriweather is getting loose in the Cubs' bullpen. So he is warming here in the top of the sixth inning.
Number 66, Julian Merriweather, now warming for the Cubs. 66, Merriweather.
Here's the 0-1 to Canna. Swinging bunt up the third baseline, but foul. And it's nothing in two. Get priority access to Brewers postseason tickets by placing a deposit on a 2024 season ticket plan. That's access to the biggest moments, the rush of postseason baseball, and even more Brewers action in 2024. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets. The 0-2 to Canna. Here it comes. And it's a ground ball to third. Madrigal to his left, picks it up, throws to first. And the Brewers down in order in the sixth against Kyle Hendricks. We go to the bottom of six. It's a 2-1 Cubs lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel,
Dental and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
It's a 2-1 Cubs lead. Brewers and Phillies colliding this weekend for three action-packed games at American Family Field. And you can get a fleece vest giveaway on Saturday the 2nd. Get your seats at brewers.com/tickets. Ian Happ leads things off for the Cubs. Woodruff's first pitch of this sixth inning is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Happ 1-for-1 with a double and an RBI. A one pitch and is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Happ doubled in the first inning of today's game, doubled in the first inning of yesterday's game. Those are the only two extra base hits in these two games. And he homered in the first game in the first inning. Takes low. One ball and two strikes here on Happ. So if you take first inning Ian Happ out of the equation, Cubs have done a lot less damage against the Brewers offensively in this series. They haven't scored a lot anyway. 1-2, swung on and fouled straight back into the net. And it stays at a ball and two strikes.
It's amazing how much today's game resembles what we saw last night in so many different ways. Cubs scoring their runs in the first and then the starter settling in as Corbin Burnes did last night.
1-2 pitch. Bouncer to first. Big hop for Telez. He's going to feed Woodruff, covering the bag to retire Happ for the first out of this inning. There were 8 runs scored in the game Monday night. Just one last night. And there have been 3 runs scored in this game today. 5 of the 12 total runs in this series were scored in the first inning on Monday night. It's only been 7 runs scored since then. First pitch to Cody Bellinger. Misses low and away, and it's 1-0. Been a well-pitched series. Really good defense in this series. I think that's the thing that stands out to me. On both sides, there's been some stellar defense. 1-0 pitch. This is pulled down the right field line and well foul. And it's 1-1 on Bellinger. And a lot of it from the second base position. What Nico Horner's done and what Bryce Turang has done in this series has been really fun to watch. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a changeup. And it's 1-2 on Bellinger. I don't know that I would say what Horner has done has been fun to watch, but it's been impressive. Turang, that's been fun. Time called by Bellinger as he steps out. Been a good series. We thought this would be a good one, and it's lived up to it so far. 1-2 pitch, and a called third strike right down the middle with a four-seam fastball at 96. And Cody Bellinger down on strikes. That is the 8th ortho ASAP strikeout for Woodruff. Here this afternoon, there's 2 down and nobody on. Woodruff now at 93 pitches. We'll deal with Dansby Swanson. Merriweather continues to get loose in the Cubs' bullpen, so it looks like Hendricks' day is done after 6. Woodruff's first pitch to Swanson is high. It's 1-0. And don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers, 2 orders of fries for $16.95. Win, lose, home, away. Visit georgeweb.com for locations and details. Woodruff brings home the 1-0 pitch to Swanson. This is fouled out of play, first base side. It's 1-1. Swanson is 0-for-1 today. Had the sac fly to left back in the first. That got the...